Thank you and good afternoon. A bill authored by Assemblymember Jim Wood and sponsored by Humboldt County was signed into legislation by Governor Jerry Brown. Assembly Bill 707 will assure counties have a role in the Williamson Act cancellation process. The Williamson Act allows counties to enter 10-year contracts with landowners who devote their land to agricultural production, and in return, the county assesses the piece of land at a lower rate and reduces the amount of property taxes that landowner pays. Now, under Assembly Bill 707, the state is required to notify local governments if the state's cancellation penalty fee assessment differs from the county's original assessment, and they must consider county input before a final decision is made. The Arcata Economic Development Corporation and the Yurok Tribe were two of four North Coast organizations to receive grant funding in an announcement from Congressman Jared Huffman. The grant funding comes under the Local Food Promotion Program, which provides federal funds to regional food enterprises to increase accessibility to agricultural products that are produced locally. Huffman said in a statement that the state's North Coast is home to some of the best farms, fisheries, and ranches in the nation, and our region is a leader in the local food movement. The diversity in our awardees is a testament to the North Coast legacy of sustainable agriculture and sustainable seafood. A be on the lookout for 23-year-old Nicholas Brad Ascona was issued to Eureka residence on Tuesday, and after being on the run, he was taken into custody by Salinas law enforcement on Thursday evening. Ascona was wanted for attempted robbery and murder out of Salinas, and Eureka police were informed that Ascona was in the area after spending the night behind the Bayshore Mall on Monday. After what Salinas news outlets reported was a 10-hour standoff at a Salinas home which involved SWAT and air surveillance, Ascona was taken into custody. A Southern Humboldt man was arrested in Mendocino County. Dan Squire has more.
Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies on patrol near Willits arrested a Southern Humboldt man on Monday after conducting a traffic stop. Redway resident Peter Rodriguez was driving a Toyota SUV with expired tags when he was pulled over on Highway 101 north of Willits. One of the deputies saw a jar filled with marijuana, and that prompted a search of the vehicle. That search turned up a small amount of marijuana, three meth pipes, and more than an ounce of methamphetamine. Rodriguez was arrested and booked for possession.
Thank you, Dan. In support of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the Fortuna Feed and Garden Center, in collaboration with the Humboldt Breast and GYN Health Project, will host their annual Fall Expo. The expo will begin on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, and those who attend will be able to purchase items at the nursery at discounted prices, and a portion of the proceeds will be donated to the local Breast and GYN Health Project. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning for North Coast beaches as large waves roll in due to Hurricane Ojo. Local beaches will see waves between 12 to 16 feet through the weekend. Beachgoers are urged to use caution and never turn their backs to the ocean and to stay off rocks and jetties until the heavy swells pass. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Assistant Fire Chief for the Humboldt Bay Fire Department, Bill Gillespie, was on this morning's Talk Shop, and amongst the discussion of budgets and fire safety tips was the wildfire season and the impact it has had across the state. The calendar may tell you that we are in the fall season, however, there are still summer-like conditions in the region. Gillespie said that fire personnel are still keeping an eye on the fire season and used a historic state wildfire as a point of reference.
For us, we're still watching fire season on the wildland side. Some of the biggest, most destructive fires, the most destructive fire in California history was October 18th, 19th, the Oakland Hills fire, where they burned 2,500 plus homes and over 400 apartment units, and 25 people perished.
The Valley wildfire in Lake County was contained on Tuesday, a fire in which mutual aid from Humboldt was sent in to assist. Gillespie said that the most alarming part about that fire was how fast it had spread.
One of the old timers that we heard a news interview, guy had lived in Lake County all of his life, and he'd said, you know, all the people before said, if a fire starts at that point on Cobb Mountain, it'll take it an hour to go to the top. And he said it did it in 15 minutes. There was times the fire was traveling 30 miles an hour.
Six Rivers Forest officials will hold public meetings starting on October 15th to discuss the damage and impacts that wildfires have had on the region. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.